day, hasn't it? And we hope that we'll have days like that in the future again sometime. Tobacco is a product prepared from the leaves of a tobacco plant. I think most of us know that. When I was a county agent in Wisconsin, I was shocked when we moved to Wisconsin how nearly every dairy farmer in the county, and there were 1,200 of them, grew a little tobacco patch, about a quarter acre of tobacco, and that was used to pay the property taxes because it's such a high value crop. Well, tobacco, as we know, is smoked in cigarettes, cigars, pipe tobacco, and increasingly consumed as snuff, chewing tobacco, and dipping tobacco. I'm sure Mike has to deal with this all the time in the convenience store, selling that product. In 2013, nearly 55.8 million Americans, over 20% of the population, smoked cigarettes. 12.4 million smoked cigars, more than 8.8 million used smokeless tobacco, and 2.3 million smoked tobacco in pipes. That's according to the National Institutes on Drug Abuse. So I want to give you 8 reasons tonight why a Christian should not use tobacco. We talked about drinking alcohol last Sunday night. Now we're going to turn our attention to tobacco. One of the main reasons we shouldn't smoke or use tobacco products in any form is that tobacco products harm the body. Cigarette smoking accounts for about 1/3 of all cancers and 90% of lung cancer cases. And I'm here to testify, I've seen it up close and personal, and it's not a pretty sight. My mother and father were both heavy cigarette smokers all their entire lifetime, and my mother's life was cut tragically short at age 51 because of lung cancer induced by smoking cigarettes. And I see Cherry back there rolling her eyes because she witnessed that too, and it was a terrible thing to see her. Basically, what happened to her was she was asphyxiated by this tumor that just kept grabbing onto her trachea and shutting off her air. It was not a pretty thing. My father lived a little bit longer. He died at age 75, but his lungs were ruined by smoking. And this is a picture that dramatically depicts that. On your left is a lung, and on the right is the lung of a smoker. It almost looks like a cinder, doesn't it? Because of all of that tar and the chemicals and so forth from those cigarettes that accumulate in the lungs. The last 10 or 15 years of my father's life were pretty bad. Basically, he lived in his lazy boy chair. His breathing was so affected by smoking, he couldn't walk more than 10 or 15 feet without having to stop and get his breath. So every time he went to the bathroom, and he was on Lasix, and you know what that does to you, makes you go to the bathroom a lot, he'd have to stop a couple times before he got to the bathroom. And the amazing thing about both my mother and father, which I loved them dearly, was they couldn't give up those cigarettes. My mother is dying of lung cancer, and she couldn't give up cigarettes until the last few days of her life when she just got so bad that she could hardly draw a breath. And I'll never forget my father. He was in the nursing home dying of congestive heart failure and this terrible lung condition. And I don't know what it was. Every 4 hours or so, they'd give him 3 cigarettes. And his whole day revolved around getting those 3 cigarettes, and he would smoke those cigarettes, just one right after the other. Well, that's smoking, but smokeless tobacco is every bit as harmful as smoking. Smokeless tobacco, chewing tobacco and snuff, increases the risk of cancer, especially oral cancers. According to the World Health Organization, smokeless tobacco is a known cause of cancer. I want you to take a look at these pictures before, you know, they always gets me on the commercial. Just a pinch between the cheek and gum. Well, this is what a pinch between the cheek and gum will do for you. That picture is of a man undergoing surgery for tumors that are being removed from his mouth and his neck. How would you like to be laid open like that? How would you like to have that thing growing on your tongue because of using chewing tobacco or snuff? Or how about that on the side of your neck because of that? Some of you might recognize this fellow, Tony Gwynn. He was a famous baseball player. I think his lifetime batting average was .338. He was an all-star, I don't know, 8 or 10 seasons, was the MVP in the National League 3 or 4 times. He died at the age of 54 from using smokeless tobacco. And of course, smokeless tobacco was rampant in Major League Baseball back in the day that Tony Gwynn played, and now they're eliminating a lot of that, but it cost him his life. It cost this man his lower jaw. When I was working at Michigan State University, when I first worked there, one of the fellow employees I got to know had oral cancer caused by smoking or dipping snuff or something of that nature. And this poor man went through 12 years of hell because he just gradually kept losing parts of his face as these tumors kept coming back. And finally lost his tongue, couldn't talk, couldn't communicate with his family, and then it finally killed him. It was a terrible thing to see. In addition, the nicotine in smokeless tobacco may increase the risk for sudden death from a condition where the heart does not beat properly, where you have this fibrillation experience. And as Christians, as Mike read from 1 Corinthians 6, we are to honor and properly use our physical bodies. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we are to glorify not only God in our spirit, but in our body. And tobacco harms the body. It brings premature death. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, tobacco is the leading cause of preventable death in the U.S. Cigarette smoking results in more than 480,000 premature deaths in the United States each year. Just think if some new disease came along and it was causing nearly 500,000 deaths a year in the U.S. The authorities and the population would be going crazy. But that's what tobacco does each year. About 1 in every 5 U.S. deaths is related to cigarette smoking. Plus, an additional 16 million people each year suffer from a serious illness caused by smoking. According to the American Lung Association, in the past 50 years, 20 million people have died prematurely because of smoking. And that's more people than the population of our 5 largest cities combined. Amazing. In fact, for every one person who dies from smoking, about 30 more suffer from at least one serious tobacco-related illness. And I have the top 10 here, diseases that cigarette smoking causes, according to the American Lung Association. Lung cancer, we already mentioned that. That's what my mother died of. If you smoke cigarettes, you have a 1 in 5, if you smoke, it's the number one risk factor for lung cancer. And if you get it, you have a 1 in chance of living, 1 in 5 chance of living beyond 5 years. So your outlook is not very good. Then there's COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. When we lived in Michigan, I was studying the Bible with a woman that had COPD induced by smoking, and it was terrible how bad a shape she was in. And I couldn't believe it when the doctor said that she's only got a matter of weeks to live, and he was right. She only lived a matter of weeks and claimed her life. Heart disease. Smoking harms nearly every organ in your body, including your heart. I think that was one of the reasons my dad had the congestive heart failure, because of the smoking. Stroke. Stroke is the 4th leading cause of death in the U.S., and smoking greatly increases your risk of stroke. Asthma, of course, we know what asthma is. It's a breathing disorder, and it's a serious condition that affects 25 million Americans, and smoking makes it worse. It has reproductive effects in women. Smoking is the leading cause of ectopic pregnancy in women, where the fertilized egg does not implant properly in the uterus, and it's a very dangerous and life-threatening condition. Premature low birth weight babies are greatly increased risk of that due to smoking of the mother when the mother smokes. Diabetes, you're more likely to get type 2 diabetes if you smoke. Blindness, cataracts, and age-related macular degeneration, which is an eye disease. It's the macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in older people. Then there's over 10 other types of cancers, including colon cancer, cervical cancer, liver cancer, stomach cancer, and pancreatic cancer that are all, the chance of those are all increased if you're a smoker. In fact, according to the CDC, the life expectancy for smokers is at least 10 years shorter than non-smokers. So life is short enough as it is. Why hasten your death by smoking? And I would quickly add, this doesn't hasten your death. Those last years of your life are going to be not very good years because your health is so negatively affected. So another thing to think about is premature death has a tremendous impact on the lives of the survivors. Sherry and I were only married for a year when my mother passed away. She never got to see me graduate from college. She never got to see her grandson born, never got to take care of her grandchild. She never got to meet Dawn. She never got to see her grandchildren obey the gospel. There's scores of Christmases and other holidays where she just wasn't there. And that just leaves a sadness in your family there's always that hole there. I mean, you finally get to the point with you that you deal with it, but it's not something that you enjoy dealing with. It inflicts harm on others. The harmful effects of smoking extend beyond the smoker because exposure to secondhand smoke is a serious cause of disease and death. According to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, each year an estimated 88 million non-smoking Americans are regularly exposed to secondhand smoke, and almost 41,000 non-smokers die from diseases caused by secondhand exposure to smoke. And that certainly goes against the golden rule, doesn't it? We're to do unto others as we'd have them do unto us, and I don't want somebody doing unto me something that's going to kill me or make me sick. And it certainly is not loving one's neighbor to do that. In Philippians 2 and verse 4, Paul said, "Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." Think of the poor innocent children that suffer from coughing, wheezing, asthma attacks, bronchitis, pneumonia, ear infections, and other serious health problems because of secondhand smoke. There's 20-some million smokers, and a lot of those smokers have children, and they're being exposed to that smoke. My family was exposed to this secondhand smoking every time we visited my father. I can just remember it. He died in 2001, so we moved to Michigan in 1995, so we drove down and visited a lot. And every time when we returned home to Michigan, we had to wash all of our clothes, even the ones we didn't wear, because they were saturated with that terrible cigarette odor. Then, when my father passed away, we had to deal with his house. We had 23 pickup loads of stuff out of his house and had to put it in the dump. And the main reason was because it was ruined by exposure to cigarette smoke. It was just amazing. We renovated his house, and we had to wash all of the walls before we painted. And as you would wash the wall, this brown goo would come off, and it was sticky and smelly and nasty, and it was this buildup from cigarette smoke. It caused so much damage that we had to replace all of the light switches, all of the outlets, all of the outlet covers, because the plastic was impregnated with that cigarette smoke. So we basically gutted that house, and I mean, we tore out everything. We tore out the doors, carpet, flooring, windows, everything, and redid it. And still, every once in a while, you could smell that smell. You just couldn't get rid of it. It was terrible. So it inflicts harms on others. It's addicting. According to the Surgeon General, cigarettes and tobacco products are addicting because of the nicotine that's in tobacco. You might want to go on YouTube and look up the 60 Minutes episode. It's very interesting, where I believe the man, last name of this man was Wiegand. He worked for Brown and Williamson, or one of the big tobacco companies, and he's basically the chemist that blew the whistle on big tobacco and the addiction that nicotine causes. And now we have these electronic cigarettes. And unfortunately, these electronic cigarettes are very popular with young people. And they have nicotine in them, and so their habit. They also have other things in them that are carcinogenic and toxic, so they're not safe. It's not any better than smoking a regular cigarette. In fact, among middle school students, the current e-cigarette use has more than tripled from 1.1% in 2013 to 3.9% in 2014. That's an increase that represents an increase from 120,000 to 450,000 middle school kids using e-cigarettes. So the CDC director said this: we want parents to know that nicotine is dangerous for kids at any age, whether it's an e-cigarette, a cigarette, or a cigar. And he adds this thing here, a hookah. I never heard of a hookah. I had to look that up. It's some kind of a glass deal that for smoking that's evidently popular. According to Dr. Frieden, adolescence is a critical time for brain development. Nicotine exposure at a young age may cause lasting harm to brain development, promote addiction, and lead to sustained tobacco use. And of course, becoming enslaved by anything like that is certainly an anti-scriptural principle. And again, the enslavement I witnessed in my parents, their health is destroyed by this product, and they just couldn't stop using it. I have to admit that I was a smoker when I was younger, and the best thing that I ever did for my health when I was 20 years old was quit smoking. And it was really hard to do, and I understand how hard it is to kick that habit. So instead of addiction to nicotine, we need to be like the house of Stephanus in 1 Corinthians 16. They were addicted to the ministry of the saints. So if we're going to be addicted to something, let's be addicted to something that's good. The fifth reason that Christians shouldn't use tobacco is that it's costly. In addition to the cost to one's health, the economic cost to our country due to tobacco use are truly staggering. Cigarette or tobacco use in the U.S. costs our economy more than $300 billion a year. $300 billion. Including $170 billion in direct medical care and more than $156 billion in lost productivity due to premature death and exposure to secondhand smoke. That's a lot of money. According to the American Cancer Society, the current average price per pack of cigarettes, I don't know how accurate this is, was $6.36. Does that sound about right for a pack of cigarettes? Okay. Yeah, other places are more. When I was a smoker, you could buy a pack of cigarettes for 30 cents, which was basically nothing. But now they're pretty expensive. But this is amazing. It costs $6.36 to buy a pack of cigarettes, but the health-related costs of every pack of cigarettes is over $35 a pack. Sorry about that, Mike. $35 a pack is the cost. Think of all the resources that are wasted and the opportunities that are missed because of all of that lost money. Think of all of the gospel preachers in foreign places that could be supported by just a tenth of that money. It's also a gateway drug. According to the NIH, National Institute of Health, a new study shows that tobacco products could act as a gateway drug, opening the door to the use of illicit drugs. Nicotine has been found by researchers to make the brain more susceptible to cocaine addiction, which is pretty amazing. Scientists have long recognized that cigarettes and alcohol raise the risk of later use of illicit drugs like marijuana and cocaine. In a recent national survey, over 90% of adult cocaine users between the ages of 18 and 34 had smoked cigarettes before they began using cocaine. And I just cite Proverbs 6, 27 and 28. Even though that's in the context applied to adultery, I think it applies in this situation. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? You play with fire, you're going to get burned. Another reason we shouldn't use tobacco is it wasn't used by the Lord. He knew all about tobacco. He was the creator, but he didn't use it. Can you imagine that kind of a situation where the Lord's lighting up? In 1 Peter 2 and verse 21, Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Is that something that he would be proud of us following? I don't think so. Then our last reason is that it undermines one's influence for good. In Titus 2, beginning in verse 6, Paul writes, "Likewise, exhort the young men to be sober-minded, in all things, showing yourself to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of you." So is tobacco use showing yourself a pattern of good works? I don't think so. Does tobacco use give our opponents an opportunity to speak evil of us? Absolutely true. Furthermore, we're to be salt of the earth and a light to the world. And where does tobacco use fit in with us being the salt of the earth and the light of the world? In 1 Timothy 4 and verse 12, Paul told Timothy to be an example to the believers. If Paul and Timothy were alive today, what do you think Paul would advise Timothy as it concerns the use of tobacco? I would think that he would told him to stay away from it. Can you imagine Paul as a smoker or a dipper of snuff? I don't think so. What would you think of my example as a gospel preacher if at the end of the invitation song every week I went back to the foyer and lit up a cigarette? I think your estimation of me would go down pretty quickly, and rightly so. I would never do that. They say there's nothing worse than a reformed smoker, and I believe it. I can smell cigarette smoke 100 yards away, and it drives me crazy. I can't stand it. When I smell it, it instantly clogs up my sinuses and makes me want to barf. It's terrible. Do you want your grandchildren or children using tobacco? Would you use tobacco and then turn to your child or grandchild and say to them, as Gideon of old said, "Look on me and do likewise"? I certainly wouldn't do that. Well, that's our lesson for this evening. Short lesson, but it's an important one. Tobacco use, whether it's smoking, chewing, or dipping, is a nasty, highly addictive, an expensive habit. And just to make it even worse, it's going to destroy your health, and your good influence. You ask any former tobacco user that's quit, and there's not one of them that are going to say, boy, I'm just so sorry that I quit. And you're using tobacco, great, you just keep on using it. They're not going to tell you that. They're going to warn you over and over again. Think about that poor fellow that didn't have any lower jaw. Think about how many people he's probably warned over the years because of that. Well, nicotine is a good pesticide, and that's where we need to leave it, as a pesticide and not a product that we're going to put into our bodies. We need to cast it aside. So only a fool would use tobacco, and only a fool would let tobacco cost him or her their soul. So I don't think anybody in here is a smoker or a user, and we need to be warning people about the terrible effects physically and spiritually of using tobacco. If you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, we want to encourage you to become one. Or if you've done something as a Christian that you're ashamed of and you feel that you need the prayers of the brethren here, we, in either case, we bid you come while we stand and sing.
I once was lost.